Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. We had a city council meeting last night, so she's joining us to tell us what happened last night. Sam, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Hey. Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. So, hey, you guys are the leaders in the state, and so because you were more on the target when it came to golf cart regulations, all you had to do last night was be like, yeah, we already know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I hate to say told you so, but we told you so. So Gulf Breeze, of course, we were experiencing golf carts on our sidewalk along with scooters, walkers, bicyclists. We have just this natural loop around our peninsula city. And for years, we just saw this increase in proliferation, which caused a lot of community workshops and the great debate back and forth. You know, do you just have the police say no to golf carts? But then what about your aging people? What about their quality of life? You know, right. How can they get to watch their kids and so forth? And so after all of that, our mayor and council struck a balance and they said, we want to make sure that our drivers are age 15 with a learner's permit or older. We require that our community services department have on file who these drivers are. So, you know, we can connect with them, make sure that they know the rules of the road and so forth. And so that's what happened with our state legislature. It went into effect in July, and what was allowed at the age of 14.
Oh,
now
okay.
The same, you know, rules apply for driving an automotive.
So basically the state adjusted to you.
That's right. And so so then we adjusted back to the state.
Got it.
So they said, you know, Gulf Breeze is right. And, you know, they pretty much said that, right?
We
said, well, yeah, okay, what the state says, that's what we're going to do too. And so that's what we did last night.
You have, the last couple of times that we've had you on, we've talked about the problems at Shoreline Park, the, you know, the overuse, the inappropriate use, the commercial use that's, you know, driving other problems. And you had announced on the show that you guys are working on prohibiting unlicensed rental operations, jet skis and pontoon boats from operating down at the beach. And that actually starts, I think, on September 1st is when the official prohibition goes into place. But you had some people show up last night to protest this, right?
Right. So it was very interesting. It wasn't on the agenda, Andrew. As you've been reporting in July and August, we've had those public meetings. It wasn't on the agenda last night, but the word has gotten out thanks to, you know, your show and our newspapers. So we had two owners of pontoon businesses. The first took the podium and had to give, of course, his name and address, as all everyone does. And the mayor and council asked where he lived, and he said he was a Gulf Breeze resident. Then there was discussion back and forth because, unfortunately, the owner of the pontoon business, he lives past Lowe's, which is deep into Tiger Point in the unincorporated area of Santa Rosa County. But he had thought that he was a city of Gulf Breeze resident.
No.
Oh, no. And it's a little awkward because his position was that he is at Shoreline Park South, in his words, 5 days a week with all of his pontoons. We are hurting his city business. But he doesn't have a lease with the city. He doesn't have a facilities agreement. This is exactly what those in the audience, our residents, members of our advisory park board were there attending last night. And then we had another owner right after that say the same thing, that he is at the park every day with his pontoons as it's hurting his business. Again, not a city resident.
Oh, no, not too.
Yeah, and so they're not using the county boat ramp because, of course, the county would prohibit that without a, you know, some type of a lease agreement, I'm sure. But you have to weigh the public benefit as well. So I thought that was very illuminating. I thought that was good discussion.
Yeah.
Because it you could definitely feel the vibe from the audience, and their position is it's not our pontoons, it's the charter fishing boats, it's those with a 6-pack captain's license. You know, you should be jumping on them and telling them not to fish. And the thing is that those individuals, many of them are city residents and have attended our advisory park board meetings, uh-huh, and have come to the council. So, you know, these are problems in paradise. There is a county boat ramp. We would definitely suggest that pontoon rentals, jet ski rentals, that they, you know, take it up with the county or, you know, circle back once Wayside Park is open. I know the mayor and council are committed to looking at it again then. But this is really about striking the balance to make sure that our residents can use their city park facilities while also still providing those amenities for our visitors.
Right. What an awkward thing to have.
It was awkward.
It's awkward for the one to be not a city resident. It's awkward for the other one to not even know he wasn't a city resident, because I get your mail coming, but it's Tiger Point is not the city proper. Hey, I do have a follow-up on this, so we'll get to this in a second, but let's get Canyon here with Traffic on the Fives.
Man, I could have done that on mic. All right, as we take a look, I'm sorry, that is super awkward, though. South Lakefield Mobile Highway is showing an accident. Looks like it's been moved off to the side. Same place as yesterday. It was a vehicle crash. This is a possible roadblock. This is not a Hollow Beach Road and Gulf Breeze Parkway, and it looks like that could be tying things up, of course, on Highway 98, and there is a slowdown. Down, of course, in that area near the Walmart neighborhood market in both directions. Certainly use caution there and use caution wherever you are. Olive and Davis, it's been moved off to the side, as I understand. Olive, it looks like it's still maybe blocking something. Is it eastbound, I believe? Yeah, on Olive. 29, 9.5 miles showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Highway 29 and Broad Street showing an accident with no roadblock this morning. Softly in Mobile, I'd mentioned that one. Michigan and Triton Circle just popped up. This has a possible roadblock. Be careful wherever you are, and don't forget road work on Detroit between Fowler and Highway 29. That traffic is restricted to one lane. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. All right, Sam, I hate to be this guy, but I think it is my job to be this guy. The state legislature last session, not this most recent, but previously, had tried to pass what they called the preemption and all preemptions. It would make it so that businesses could basically sue you if you interfere with their profits by passing a new ordinance or changing the rules, a law which I thought was really, really misguided, and it wound up getting vetoed by the governor. This last time, they passed a scaled-down version of it, which requires you to do business impact statements when you pass a new regulation, and then they can seek a judicial injunction against the law being put into place. It gets an expedited review, et cetera, et cetera. Do these pontoon boat business operators who do not live in the city, can they use that law to try to thwart what you're doing? And by the way, the reason I hate this law is because it would prevent exactly the kind of common sense solution I think you guys are trying to impose on your own property at the park and accommodate as many people as you can. But would they not have the ability to thwart this through that means?
Well, very good question. First, you would have to have legal standing. So you would have to have somebody who owns something such as land or a lease agreement that would then be impacted by this ordinance.
Okay.
So this would be quite, I mean, there's honestly, as because you're not a city resident, you aren't a business owner with a lease agreement. You have no legal entitlement to what you're doing. That's the very reason why the city is making sure that the public knows what we are about to enforce. But Andrew, also importantly, these are just don'ts. The council is not stating that we're about to address a litany of ordinances. Now, they might look to increase the fines if the prevalence continues. But one of the other things we're tackling is that vehicles separate their trailer from their vehicle, and they leave the trailer for days to mark their spot, right?
I mean, that's, like putting your tent out on the beach, right? I gotcha.
Exactly the right. And just as rude, right? And so when we look at other communities, what was, you know, made very clear, again, at the Advisory Park Board is no other community allows this. But we have put up signs just to let everyone know, listen, we're going to start ramping up enforcement on this. And still, I would dare say if you drove Shoreline Park South today, Andrew, you'll see at least one trailer separated from its vehicle, because every day we're having to go out and communicate that and let everyone know that we're starting to enforce that rule. But it isn't so much that the council is adopting a new ordinance. And again, a lot of these are out-of-state tags. These are visitors to our beach.
Yeah.
These are not locals. And so what you're hearing is that tension between the locals saying, hey, and it's mayor and council are rightfully saying city manager, the staff need to start doing something about this.
But just to be clear, though, they can't leave their detached trailer, but they can put a big old rectangle of orange traffic cones around the space they want to save, right? They're still allowed to do that?
If that happens, we're going to have another radio show.
Well, I heard it was okay. Andrew said it. I did not understand satire. Sam Abel is the city manager for Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, thanks for talking to us and explaining what's going on and helping people understand what their government is doing on their behalf. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.